Welcome back, goddammit. You are tuned into the Undrafted All Stars Sports Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Sugar, aka Sugar Dosha the Great. AKA tell your friends about me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two Texas. You know, tragic gonna hold you down. Yeah.
What's up, boy?
What up?
Nigga, we back on Wednesdays. What's up, though?
Shit. Chilling, just been watching. You know, I don't watch the NBA until the playoffs start.
Right.
So I've been watching these playing games. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the WNBA draft. Get into some other shit. I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's jump into this motherfucking thing real quick. We're going to talk about that first game. We're going to talk about that late show. Are you surprised?
No, I told y'all niggas the Lakers is gonna win. You Laker fan niggas was mad. Hey, they had a saying, hey, should the Lakers lose? I said, any nigga who lose on purpose is not a winner.
That's
I don't give a fuck who you gotta play. Cause right. The fact, if they even lost on purpose, and then they could have lost the next game, they out the playoffs. That ain't the, right. You can't take that risk. You gotta go win and say, fuck it, we playing Denver first? Play Denver first. It's better to me for y'all. With the age of LeBron to play the niggas first anyway. Last year, y'all played them last in the conference finals, and LeBron was tired, nigga. He had 3 points. He had about 3 points in the fourth quarter, nigga. All the games that y'all, them four games that y'all lost. So, right. I think it's better for y'all niggas to play them early where he might have some energy. But I watched the game. They've been owning the Pelicans. Zion got hurt. So, Ingram came off injury. He was until he got hurt. Ingram came off injury, so he wasn't as impactful and as effective as he usually is. CJ McCollum. CJ McCollum was on. Yeah, see, he didn't really get old. Let me go.
Him and Trey Murphy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why they lost. But they still is close, nigga.
They still
went down to the fourth quarter.
23.
9-9
is 21. And Davis had 20-15. Zion beat them niggas almost by himself. He got hurt.
Yeah, them niggas. Look, this is what I know. I watched the game. This is the problem with the Lakers. Late in the fourth, when it's close, they just give the ball to LeBron and then just stand around. That nigga is 40. Stop getting AD. You supposed to be the nigga to get the ball. Y'all niggas run some actions where you could get some motion. Y'all niggas just stand around. LeBron take badass long straightaway two-pointer jump shots. That shit is trash. Them niggas is lucky. I don't like that shit. That's bad. That's bad offense.
What he does is he'll like get to the point where okay, and he'll just settle for the jump shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's bad offense.
I don't really want to take it, but I'm gonna take it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's not good offense, bro. Like, you're not beating a good team. That's a fucking fact. You can beat lesser talented teams, but you ain't gonna beat a good team like that. So Denver is the best team, or one of the best teams. So y'all niggas gotta find a way to move without the ball. Get Reeves, what that nigga name is, Hachimura, whatever the fuck his name is, D'Angelo. Y'all niggas gotta move, get set some picks, do some shit instead of just watching LeBron. I don't like that. That shit ain't winning basketball. They damn near lost because of that shit.
They was up, 91-81, something like that.
Right.
And if we look around, they came back, they down two. They actually tied the game at 93, didn't they?
Yeah, they tied it.
And I'm
like that's what I'm saying. Bad offense, bro. Bad execution. Like, them niggas just wait. Listen, look, I understand who LeBron is, but he, at this age, he can't carry y'all niggas like that. It's got to be AD. To me, it gotta be AD. He younger.
Right.
Nigga, you gotta be the nigga that, all right, I'ma get the ball. Y'all get away to give me the ball. Y'all niggas stand, get me some space. And if niggas double me, I'll find an open pass. I can hit y'all niggas, y'all get open shot. That LeBron shit is done, nigga. He too old. He just wanna shoot fadeaway. He wanna shoot fadeaway. They double team him. He shot a fadeaway long 2-pointer. That shit break like a motherfucker. Like, man, you gotta stop that shit. That's bad offense. That's bad play.
And check this out. You too, man. Speaking of him being old, It ain't like they gonna go and sweep a team in four games. If they win a series, they're gonna go fucking seven.
Well, especially with Denver,
but for one series,
right?
If you beat Denver, you going seven games with them.
Right. The only thing about if y'all beat Denver is y'all won't have no more. The rest of the niggas should be easier, but you never know because them niggas is old. Them young teams be vibrant, nigga. The Minnesotas and the OKCs, yeah, and Dallas and all the niggas. So I feel like it's cool y'all can get Denver out the way first if you got a plan. If you got a plan, nigga, you might as well play him first. That's how I feel. And Jamal Murray.
Yeah, he ain't 100%.
He ain't 100%, so you got a chance because he's really the reason why they win. Joker always do what he do, but Jamal Murray is the key.
On, they not losing. When both of them on, they not losing.
Exactly. So I feel like the Lakers got a chance. It's like a puncher's chance. It's like 10% chance, 12% chance.
If they play ball like they've been playing ball, like AD has been stepping up, that nigga also been playing ball.
D'Angelo. D'Angelo Russell got to hit shots, nigga.
If he can play like this through these seven games,
they got a chance.
They need everybody else to play, though.
D'Angelo Russell can't have them games where that nigga be scoring 4 points.
Right.
Nigga, you can't. That nigga.
Playoffs, though.
Exactly. And that nigga is one of the most. He one of them niggas that can score 30 one game and then 4 the next. Nigga, how the fuck can you give a nigga some consistency? Average 18. Just score 18 a game, nigga. And that'll be enough for y'all niggas to win. But 4 ain't gonna never get that shit done.
when that shit
against
Denver, he got
exposed. And he gets exposed. Nigga gets exposed in playoffs.
You get all these points, you gotta play Denver first.
Right.
We gonna see if he changed it up, but he needs to be on the floor.
And, yeah, y'all can't win. Nigga, when he scored a lot of. I forgot how much he had last night. 20 something, 21 something like that.
Yeah, 20. No, that Anthony Davis. Yeah, 21.
Right, so if he can average 20 between 18 to 21 points, y'all gonna be good. But that nigga be having 30 and then 4 the next game. Like, nigga, how can you do that? That's bad mentality or some shit. Yeah, exactly. So y'all got a chance. The Lakers got a chance, but they need Reeves. Them other niggas got a ball. You know LeBron and AD gonna do what they do. Them other players, the other role players got to ball out and play against Reeves, Hachimura, and D'Angelo, and even Gabe Vincent. Yep, all them niggas. Them niggas got to play smart, be aggressive, make shots. They got to do all that shit and do the other hustle points. Then they got a chance. Because I figured the Lakers was going to win this game, me personally. Yeah. And if they would have lost, I figured they would have beat Golden State in L.A. But I don't think you should take that chance just not to play Denver. Lose on purpose. I don't believe losing on purpose is ever the move.
Then trying to do one big, let's put it all together against another team that they just.
And them niggas can get hot, right? Niggas got hot on the Lakers a couple weeks ago. Last week.
Got hurt. It's not a pep. Just since
exactly. AD a hurt ass nigga, so he would have been a nigga that got hurt. Then now you going into the playoffs playing against OKC, and you ain't got AD. You still finna lose, nigga. Didn't even matter. You did all that shit for no reason.
The Pelicans got to play Zion now.
Yeah, I know. Nope. They got to play Miami in Miami, too. Oh, no. Yeah, it's in Miami. Yep, it's in Miami. No, that's the East. I'm tripping. The West. They got to. Who the Pelicans play? Sacramento. They got to go to Sacramento. Yeah, that's right. That's right. They got to go to Sacramento. So without Zion, it's going to be hard for them niggas. It's likely that they're going to win.
Either. He got 40 last night, and they still lost, nigga.
Who got 40?
Zion. He missing 40 points, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Exactly.
Now
so, yeah.
Zion, and Ingram, he only had 12. He ain't, I ain't thinking yeah, that's he not, ain't back, but he ain't got it yet.
No, he ain't got that's my point. So,
just say they do win. You got OKC first.
They're
going to bang y'all. They're going to fucking sweep y'all.
Maybe. And if not a gentleman sweep. Nigga, it might be 4-0, highly likely 4-1 at the most.
Yeah,
I'll buy
you
against
well.
Hey, I feel you. Highly likely.
They probably got a shot.
Highly likely they get swept without Zion, but at least, or at best for them, 4-1 without Zion.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. So that's fucked up. That play-in though is real interesting. It's like a playoff atmosphere at the games. The niggas be out there.
Yeah, the niggas be out there playing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's why I was glad the Lakers didn't go out there and try to lose on purpose to avoid Denver. That's some loser shit.
I think that's a narrative, man. It's kind of like a narrative.
I don't think LeBron is with that type of nigga. If he was, then I'd be like, nigga, you ain't a real nigga.
No nigga that type of nigga ain't a league.
Nigga, if we win, we in the playoffs. If we lose, now we gotta go win. Nigga, you never know what happens.
Nigga, the whole talk of the nigga, look at the whole talk of the town. Just like fucking Golden State about to be the whole talk of the town, nigga. The whole playoff ain't in that bitch.
But there was a lot of Laker fans, bro, that was saying that they should have lost. And I'm like, what kind of fans is you niggas?
I'm like, y'all, nigga, fuck Denver. One shit.
Right, fuck Denver. Like, I agree with you. Niggas,
how you just know you're going to beat Golden State? Like, a nigga swept your ass already.
You don't know that. And you wouldn't even play Golden State. You'd play Sacramento. So and that's the thing. You didn't
already.
Exactly. So that's my point. You don't lose on purpose. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, if you got a chance to win,
the game, bro. What the fuck?
You goddamn right. Otherwise, what you playing for? I agree with that shit. Shout out to the Lakers for winning, doing the thing that they're supposed to do. Now y'all niggas go to Denver. You niggas go to Denver and show the niggas. Hey, show the niggas that hey, we got a last run in us. Don't at least make the shit competitive. Yeah, you gotta win. They gotta win one of them games in Denver. They got to say one in Denver, I agree. One in Denver, and then that'll put Denver on the ropes. Now, y'all got the comfortable, we are the underdogs, and we ain't supposed to win. Now we can go home. Exactly. Exactly. That's all we got to do. So, it's the playoffs, so you never know what can happen. And like you said, Jamal Murray ain't 100% healthy, so that's always a good thing for niggas. Exactly. That's whoever he holding got to go at him. GOAT, GOAT, motherfucker. Go at Jamal Murray. Don't let that nigga just.
D-Lo might have a game with that nigga, y'all. He do D up, though, but if he injured, he can't, you know, make him
use exactly.
Defense. We can't make that
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. One of them, he got to. Yeah, exactly. When you're injured, you got to pick one, offense or defense, to ball out. So hopefully, the niggas go at him and they see what they going to do. But shout out to the Lakers for making it to the playoffs. I think they got a 10 to 20% chance.
If AD play like AD, we think AD can play, they can win the fucking championship. Fuck everybody.
All AD got to do though is be aggressive. Like you can't stop Joker, but make that nigga. If your nigga put up 33 on that nigga, 15 bars. That's how you neutralize him. Exactly. Make that nigga play defense. He ain't a defensive nigga. Right. That's how you go at niggas. Exactly. That's all you gotta do. Like, go at them niggas just like they going at you. Shit. Usually, AD be getting toe up. Shout out to the Lakers.
We gonna move on to the disappointing shit here. The Warriors lose. See, the Kings, I knew they were gonna go on a run for this playoff.
I had a feeling.
That bitch.
I watched the game, and you could tell from the start of the game, them niggas didn't have it. They didn't have it, bro. I know, and then Clay had zero. Nigga, he had zero for the game. That's when you're like, oh, and then Wilt, and then look, Kuminga's aggressive, and he's going to be good. He's just young.
Oh, yeah.
And Wilt, and that nigga, Wiggins, the problem with Wiggins is he like D'Angelo Russell. He'd be unaggressive. He was aggressive like three times in that game. And he scored, but the other rest of the time, it's like he aloof. Like, he don't want to be there. Like, he just alone for the ride. The reason why they won 2 years ago is because Wiggins was aggressive.
Right.
That nigga is the most unaggressive. He's the most passive aggressive, unaggressive, aggressive nigga ever.
Y'all dark skin niggas.
Hey, he can't represent for the dark skin niggas. Well, dark skin niggas be like, we slap light skin niggas, take light skin women, do all that shit all day. Like, this nigga look like.
What that last year that nigga dunked on Luka?
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit was so nasty.
That nigga got all the skills.
I ain't never had it in here.
No, he got all the skills to be great. He just don't got the heart or the motor or the will. Heart, something, nigga. Something missing with that nigga. And that's why They go to say we're going to win with Curry only having 5 and Clay 0 for 10. Draymond hit a couple threes. Usually when Draymond hit 2 threes or more, they win. But Steph struggled. Clay was horrible. Wiggins was inconsistent. Kuminga was the only nigga that was aggressive.
Right.
And he's young, so sometimes he's too aggressive. Sometimes he's too, he don't know how to slow down. Yeah, he had to control how to slow down and let the game come to him. But that's youth. All niggas learn it. That's why niggas don't win until year 7. Because they learning.
You missing him.
Who? The rookie. Oh, Chris Paul. Oh, that nigga. Chris Paul is only there to give Steph some rest and maybe run offense.
3 points. And
yeah, that nigga.
Who assists? Hey. He's supposed to be the assist guy.
Listen. Chris Paul was washed last year in Phoenix. Whenever he played in Phoenix and they lost, bro. He was washed. So I didn't even think that Chris was going there. Chris Paul going there at this age wasn't and go nothing. It was just,
I feel you.
It was just nothing going. Nothing was going to hurt.
Each game.
He ain't gonna do what he did. What he was doing before that. What team? The Clippers and what's the other team before that? The Hornets. That nigga was impactful when he's supposed to go to the Lakers. He's supposed to go to the Lakers. Oh, he was impactful, but now he's done. He's washed, nigga. He's just there because he getting paid hella money, nigga. He ain't giving up how much money. It's like millions. Yeah, nigga, I'm staying too. If I'm washed, I'm staying for $30 million too, nigga. Fuck y'all talking about. Give me this 30 million.
The guy clap all day, nigga.
Exactly.
You want me to get my 6 miles? I can do that too.
Exactly. I didn't even think he'll go in there. I didn't even talk about that. That's why I didn't talk about him. Like, yo, he watched. He done. That nigga 30. He the same age as LeBron or a year younger, some shit. 38, 39.
Yeah, he 39. Yeah. He took his stats. He's a Chris Paul. Wake Forest. 1985, 38. 38,
he'll be
32. Draymond had 12. And when you the second leading scorer, that's a fucking problem.
When Draymond the second leading scorer, yeah.
Wiggins had 12. Jackson Davis had 2. Clay, 31 minutes, 0 for 10.
The fact that it ain't only shot.
Moody, 16. The bench forever, one of the fucking ballers.
Yeah, Moody, the young niggas, yeah. The niggas that's young. That's who it was. And that's the
real quick. Keegan Murray, 32, 8 for 13 3-pointers. Nigga, you doing step numbers.
Yeah, he was balling.
De'Aaron Fox, 24, he was laying the ass out. Barnes, 17.
Hey, De'Aaron Fox, 24, Barnes. Wasn't even, it was quiet 24. Like, he didn't even know he had 24.
Everybody got points, even the bench. It was just domination by them, man.
Yeah, they just was a better team. Golden State did not have it that night. They was done. Yeah, the niggas getting turnovers.
Steph was going to run, man. Like, this is
Steph had hella turnovers. The niggas had turnovers. Now, I'm seeing how many turnovers the niggas had. Golden State, it was at least 10. It was at least, Steph had like 5, maybe. 4 or 5. Then Kuminga and Williams had 2 each, nigga. That's 9. See? I know. That's 16 turnovers, yeah.
And them niggas, who is this? The Kings have 15 rebounds. Offensive rebounds.
Oh, yeah. That's
10 steals.
That's all that's going to do it right there. If you want to really know the intricacies of the game, you look at the turnovers and rebounds, nigga. Turnovers, offensive rebounds, and that shit going to tell you who most likely won.
Right. They made 18 most likely. The Golden State's 10.
Yeah, that's...
18 motherfucking 3-pointers.
Yeah. Damn. And you know, usually Steph and Clay make 10 and they sleep. Yeah.
Let's get to this, man. So, you think that dynasty over?
Yeah, it's over. Nigga, they owner said he tired of being in the luxury tax. They taxing his ass like a motherfucker. And the niggas ain't producing. If they producing, it's cool. Clay is out of there, nigga. He gonna have
everybody on the contract except Clay right now.
So he out of there. That's what I'm telling you. And the only thing they could do, honestly, if they want to try to continue the dynasty, they're going to have to trade some of them young niggas like Kuminga and Moody for a veteran like...
Nah.
I don't fucking know. Giannis, nigga?
This is what they're saying. They're saying, Clay, sign and trade. Clay, and I think it is like Moody or somebody for Paul George.
I don't think that's enough. For Paul George? I don't think that's enough to Golden State to win, nigga. I don't think that's enough.
Paul George isn't Clay.
Paul George.
A motherfucker can get his own shot. Clay just a shooter. This nigga can create.
And you giving up.
Get the game over.
I know, but that nigga be hurt all the time and in the playoffs. I don't know about that nigga.
Nigga,
I'm saying, I don't know if that's enough, is what I'm saying. If I'm going to say, nigga, we need more.
He clearly ain't enough. Clay.
Oh, Clay. Yeah, but that's a bad night, nigga. That ain't his regular. He didn't have a bad year. He just was up and down. He wasn't consistent like he usually is. But he ain't the same Clay. I'm not arguing for Clay. He's not the same Clay.
Is that injury? Yeah.
I know, but he ain't. So, nigga, they won the championship 2 years ago.
That's what it was.
I know, but they won the championship 2 years ago. And he wasn't the same nigga then. That was the reason why they won that is because the nigga Wiggins was aggressive finally. No, 2 years ago, nigga, KD won on their team. 2022, they won the finals. It was Wiggins was aggressive.
No, they talking about when they lost to the Raptors.
No, that was 19.
That's when he hurt himself. That's when he hurt himself.
Yeah, that was 19. That was 19. Yeah. That was 19, 18, yeah. That was before the pandemic, nigga. Since the pandemic, they won in 22. And then ever since then, nigga, Clay ain't the same, though. I don't expect Clay to be the same, nigga. He never was a nigga who could get his own shot or dribble or facilitate. He never been that anyway. And now he ain't hitting his shots. So what, nigga, this is my point. If I'm the motherfucking Clippers, I'm not trading Paul George for Klay Thompson. And I just watch this performance. Why would I do that?
I hear you. This nigga like the number one in free throw percentage, nigga.
Who?
Klay.
I know, but 92. That nigga don't drive the ball. That's because he look how many free throws he probably shot. That's
hold
what.
Up, man, hold up. Wait. Because of the makeup of the team is why he does what he does. If he goes to the Clippers or even to the Lakers, where some people think he's going to go, his makeup might be the same in LA. Just stop and shoot, nigga. But in the Clippers, it could be different. He's still a shooter.
What makes you think that a nigga who's been in the league however many years Clay been in the league, over 10, is going to change up his game? That never happens,
man. Stay your ass in the league, you might have to, nigga.
Bro, you saw Allen Iverson, you saw every great Melo, you saw every great nigga. Listen. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Every great nigga that was better than Clay didn't change their game up to stay in the league. Nigga, he can't though. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe he can. That's what I'm saying. He can't dribble the ball and facilitate, nigga. That's the worst thing. Whenever that nigga dribble the ball, niggas be like, he's about to turn it over. He done, nigga. I'm not giving up Paul George for a nigga who can't create his own. You can say Paul George can create his own shot.
It's not a one for one, no.
If you give me Kuminga, I might be with it. But why would y'all give Kuminga?
I think it is him and Moody. It's him and somebody.
Moody, maybe. But Kuminga, definitely. It had to be some more shit. Yeah, you have to give me some more shit if I'm the Clippers. I'm not just giving you Clay. I'm not just taking Clay ass for our nigga, our second best player.
It's a funny thing, because Paul Jordan got a lot there. He got a lot of goddamn money.
I know, but they Clippers owner got money, nigga. He the richest nigga in the league. He the richest owner.
What the fuck has to do with the cap, nigga?
What I'm saying is he willing to spend. I don't think he cares about the money.
I get that.
That's what I'm saying. I think he willing to spend. I like that nigga. He'd be like, let's try to win. Even though we the Clippers, let's try to win.
Right.
I like his attitude as owner. I like his energy.
The dynasty's over, man.
It's over, bro. That shit is done.
They got four out of that bitch, though.
Hey, they went to six.
Deny that shit. They think it's still going to be there. But soon as Clay gone, because it's like this. You ain't winning without Draymond. I don't give a fuck who you get. You're not winning
Draymond is important.
You're not Draymond winning is without important him. You're going to win some games, but you're not winning a championship without him.
Nigga, they was trash when he wasn't when he was suspended.
You're not winning without him.
They was trash when he was suspended. They went under 500. Right. And when he there, they was over 500. So he's important. But you need more help for Steph offensively.
Yeah.
Also, and that ain't, I don't know how y'all get that. KD, I'm trying to get KD.
What's his name? Wiggins?
Yeah.
Like you said, he ain't aggressive no more.
That nigga is, he's sometimes.
He's selling for a jumper. That's what he's doing.
Oh, is he even doing that? Sometimes nigga don't even want the ball. Like, nigga, what you doing? You the youngest nigga on the team. Like, you the youngest veteran on the team. Nigga, and you got the one of the most athletic. He be looking loose. He be looking like the rumors is true about what they said about him. Like, that nigga being is another world. But, yeah, it's over, bro. This shit is over. Yeah, it's over. Yeah. It's over. But they had a run. Shit, y'all niggas had a run. Yeah, he might be gone too. Like, nigga, they ain't trying to keep him. The owner said they getting under the luxury cap, nigga. Under the luxury tax. He said that shit. Yeah, so it's over. Steph,
they might like this. He's big. For championships, so it worked.
It works, yeah, for sure.
So now you about to suck for a while, like you supposed to. Getting late draft picks, all that stuff. You don't have Steph Curry there shooting threes. I'm not gonna kiss that shit.
They gonna be like the me. If I'm the owner, I'm telling Steph, listen, we probably about to rebuild. So you want us to trade you so you can try to win your last couple of years in your prime, or you want to stay here with the rebuilding and just retire a Golden State Warrior? That's the options to me. And then whatever Steph said, that's what I'll do for him.
I would say leave him there.
If you Steph though, nigga, if you Steph,
even as a GM, I would like leave him there. He on the contract.
But what?
Leave him there.
But listen,
Let him showcase. The next season, trade that nigga for a bigger package. Domingo.
Listen, I hear what you're saying, but if Steph tell you, I don't want to lose, I don't want to be on a losing team, trade me, I'm asking for a trade, nigga, you gonna trade him.
If Kerry say trade, we gone. Or don't trade him, he might be staying.
If he said, I'm cool with just retiring to Golden State, cool. You just rebuild and then try to do what you can with the young niggas you got and Steph. But if he said, I want to go win these last few years I got of my prime, then you trade him and then you can get a lot for him now. They can get a lot for Steph now if they traded him, nigga.
I'm talking about Kuminga, bro.
No. I'm talking about Steph. Fuck Kuminga. Kuminga's 28 years old.
I'm talking about Kuminga. That's what I'm talking about.
Kuminga's 21 years old, so he got to learn to grow. I'm talking about Steph. He's at the twilight of his, his prime. So if Steph, you go to him, to me, as respect. No, we can rebuild, and we probably going to be losing. Do you want to stay and retire a Warrior, or do you want us to trade you so you can try to win somewhere, and we get what we can for you?
Nah,
and
then whatever he says. I got you. I thought we were talking about Kuminga. My bad.
No, Kuminga's young. You keep that nigga.
That's what I was talking about. Like, let him showcase one year and get a bigger trade package for him. He don't need no fucking resume. Shit.
Kuminga is young. They should keep him if they rebuild him.
And build around him.
And build and help and add pieces. Yeah, add pieces. The rookie got, nigga that's just. They got a rookie. What's his name?
I'm not that old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm going to leave that shit.
Who do? Steph?
Yeah.
I know, but that's why you asked him. That's why you ask him. You don't trade him. You just ask him. Hey, you want to stay and rebuild with us, or you want us to trade so you can try to win? And you make a choice. And then whatever he say, you do it, man, just out of respect for him.
You can play as long as you want to on Golden State. Feel like that.
You can retire, right? You retire Golden State Warrior. And I don't know what's more important to
him. Well, but you can stay as long as you stay. Whatever.
He might be like, I'm a Warrior for life. So he might stay and be like, I'm just going to ride this shit out. Y'all drafted me. I've been here. It's very few niggas in this day and age who've been on the same team. And it's very few niggas this day and age who've been on one team, nigga, for 15 plus years. He might be the only nigga. He might be the only nigga, bro. Actually, now for 15 years, 10 plus years, he ain't new, but he's 09 or something like that. That's last decade. It's 2 decades ago.
Since Jordan is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because LeBron been on 5 teams or some shit like that.
Yeah.
5 different times. KD been on 4 or 5 teams.
You know
James Harden, all them niggas. Chris Paul, all them niggas.
So right now, like you said, it's very rare for somebody to say, but he's the face of the fucking team, though.
That's my point. So that's why he might be like, I'm cool.
If they shit on him, like niggas, like Patrick Mahomes, if they shit on him, he's staying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to me, it's the respect that you give to the players that have done what they've done for you. So it's like, yo, what you want to do? You want to get traded or you want to stay and ride it out? I give them the option. Most niggas, you don't give them that option. You tell them niggas, yo, this is a business decision. We trade your ass or we keeping you because you producing. But Steph, to me, the respect is, you want to stay here and ride it out with us, even if we might not win, or you want to get traded? What you want to do? And then we'll do whatever you want.
You got to send
them to the East. Send them to a winner.
Oklahoma City, nigga.
Hey, them niggas young still. I think somewhere like Milwaukee or Philly. Milwaukee or Philly, nigga.
He'll come in two teams together.
I know, but that's the niggas. Listen, young niggas, listen. I don't know if you watch the NBA like I do. Niggas don't win when they're young, bro. And OKC ain't finna do shit. They finna do the same thing OKC did when Durant and Harden and Westbrook was there young. Lose like a motherfucker.
They didn't have veterans either.
But they became them. If they would stay together, they would have won rings. But them niggas
traded Harden. But everybody run. They didn't want to pay Harden.
They offered him something and they told him make a decision.
They didn't want to give him everything he asked for.
I know, but they offered him something and they told him to hurry up. They took that nigga like 24 hours.
$4 million, bro, and they could have put that shit in the signing bonus, he said. After he told him to do that, and they didn't do it. That's all.
I don't know if James Harden.
Didn't nobody know James Harden going to do this shit. Be for real. Did nobody fucking know he's gonna be this James Harden?
He came off the bench though, so it's hard to tell. That's what I'm saying.
That's why they didn't want to pay him. That's what I'm saying.
But they offered him a deal, bro, and they told him. Let me tell you what happened, because you might not remember. They offered him a deal, 4 years, like some however many million, and they said you got 24 hours, and he said I need more time, and they said well, we trained your ass, and that's what happened.
Right.
But. Who knew what he knew? He might not have worked out. He might not have wanted to come off the bench, though. He might have been like, nigga, I don't want to come off the bench no more. I feel like I should be a starter. That's what he might have said, too. And then
he said he didn't want to leave. He said he didn't want to leave, but it was time to make sure his game. He did say that.
Nigga, hey, maybe. But anyway, the broader story is, look at the Boston niggas. This is their 7th year. I think this might be their 6th or 7th year. Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They've been on the verge the last few years in the EFC. Lose. Finals, lose.
These niggas been in the 49ers of the NBA, nigga.
Now, but in basketball, niggas don't win early. Magic is an exception. Magic and Bird is exceptions. Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kobe wasn't winning it when he first got there. I know all of the niggas did except Magic. Magic came to a good team, won his first year. That's the exception. Most young niggas got to learn how
Magic
to play.
Magic came in being him, though. He came in playing the same exact fucking way.
Nigga had Kareem. He had niggas on his team already,
he
too.
He had Kareem
so,
in person.
No, nigga, he won all his championships with Kareem. Nigga, he didn't win not one without him.
No, he didn't win without him. So he didn't have him at first.
He didn't win a championship without Kareem, nigga. Magic, not one. All of the 80s was Kareem. All of them. They lost in 91 to the Bulls because Kareem wasn't there no more. He retired.
Yeah,
so what I'm trying to tell you is when you got Kareem, it's different. Nigga, you came into it with a nigga that's a team. Kareem was 10 years when Magic got there, 10 year veteran.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, young niggas gotta learn how to play, bro. I'm telling you. I watched JJ Redick. He said, this is what JJ Redick said. And he said, LeBron, you just like your experience, but let me tell you my experience. I was the third or fourth option on the LA Clippers. Third or fourth. He was like, when the playoffs came, them niggas was holding me like I was the first option. He was like, so Doc told me, yo, JJ Redick, just stand in the corner. We're not going to need you this series. It's going to be 4-on-4. Just stand in the corner. Because he was like, that was my most horrible playoff. He's like, but I averaged 40% 41% three in regular season, 37% in the playoffs. He's like, in the playoffs, nigga, it's a different game. And you ain't playing a different team on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a back-to-back. Right. He's like, it's the same niggas focusing on you and what you do good every other day. He's like, right. And that is the difference in the playoffs. He's like, so that makes me look, he's like, that makes my 37% look like I'm a choker. But then niggas just played me like I was a first option instead of a third or fourth option. And I was like, I've never thought about it like that.
Because if he get hot, that shit can be 45%.
If JJ Redick getting threes, the Clippers was gonna beat you. That's what they do. Just like with Draymond. If Draymond in threes and Wiggins, nigga, the Warriors gonna beat you. If Gordon and Thomas Jr., whatever niggas they, if they hitting threes, Denver finna smoke your ass. If the role players hitting their shots, nigga, it's a long day for niggas. That's basically what it is. It's a long day. The stars gonna be the stars always. But when third or fourth option hitting their shots and they on, nigga, it's a long day for niggas. You losing. That's what happens. So JJ Redick told me that, and that shit is smart. That shit is smart. Now it makes me look at Cat differently. I say, they hold Cat differently in the playoffs. He's not used to being held the way he's held in the playoffs in the regular season. So the regular season niggas go off. It's going to average 25, 28. But right. When the postseason come, we focusing on you and your weaknesses, nigga. We going to force you to show us that you can beat us with your weaknesses. Right. And that make niggas' games look different in the playoffs.
For real. You love going at Cat.
I thought he was so soft that when I saw him in the playoffs the year, they was looking good too. The niggas, he was like, he might be MVP candidate. That nigga got in the playoffs. Chris Paul was boxing him out. James Harden, nigga, how James Harden? You 6'11. You ain't Chris Paul, who's 6 feet, and James Harden, who's 6'6, 6'7, box you, keep you out the box.
Right.
I think that's soft. But JJ Redick gave me a different perspective, and I understand it now. It makes sense. When you're the third option, them niggas is keying in on your ass, too. They making sure they're going to make it hard for you.
So if he went up there, if he get hot, nigga, it's over. If he get hot, it's over.
All you got to do is leave him open a couple times, let him see that shit fall. And then it's over. Like, this nigga, now he's going to pull up. But, But young niggas don't win, bro. So same step to OKC to me. I don't see it. But, like, Milwaukee or Philadelphia, in the East, I see that.
I feel what you're saying. I just think I need a vet, though. That's it. But I'll send his ass to the East for sure. I ain't playing you fucking six times, nigga. You going to the East. I'm going to see you.
At least four times. Right. Exactly. I feel you on that.
To Miami, nigga.
Miami would love to have Steph. Miami would love to have Steph. He wouldn't want to go to Atlanta. He's like, fuck no. Trey over here shooting shots like he me.
He been a left old girl, nigga.
He been left for you with the Atlanta, Miami, any of them. He better go to Milwaukee. Cause I heard this ugly hoes in Milwaukee.
Boy, like, dang, you got to take your wife right there.
Dang, bored as fuck. He like, he's lonely and these hoes is ugly.
I just turned out for you, basic.
Shout out to my Milwaukee people. Y'all ain't all ugly. My homegirl, she ain't ugly from Milwaukee.
We better move on the 76ers. Squeeze by, they beat the Heat 105-104. That was a good ass game too.
That was a good game. That nigga, Miami made some key mistakes late. Otherwise, it might have ended up differently. But I watched it. I started watching in the fourth quarter. That nigga Embiid played 40 minutes, and he came on in the fourth quarter. He had 12 points in the fourth quarter, 13 in the first three quarters.
Yeah, he was hitting threes.
Yeah, 12 and 15. 12 and 11, something like that. 13 and 12, something like that. However, the math added up. He bought out in the fourth quarter, and they niggas made their free throws. Batum balled out. He had like six threes or something like that.
Or six for ten,
something like that. Who else? Batum and Oubre. Who the other nigga over there? Maxi, what did Maxi have?
19.
What's the nigga name? Cubic Jr., whatever his name is. He hit some clutch free throws too. Kubre hit some clutch free throws. Hit some clutch free throws late. Couple of them, like four or five of them.
They got the
Knicks, nigga.
They made 21 and 23 of them bitches.
Yeah. They clutching the free throws.
And they lost by five.
Yeah. The Heat made a big mistake. They lost by one. The Heat made a big mistake. Tyler Hero tried to get the ball and did a backcourt violation, nigga. Down one, or they was tied. They might have been tied. Yeah, and that was a big mistake. His foot hit the line.
Them bitches had 12 steals. Damn.
Yeah.
12 to 4.
The niggas was out there playing. They still got another chance, though. Somebody got to come see them.
They did the same thing last year, bro. They playing. They lost to the Hawks. They won a second playing game and went to the goddamn finals.
Look, Boston don't want to see the Heat. If the Heat win, they got Boston in the first round, nigga. That might be a problem for Boston. Nigga. I ain't gonna say they going home, but them niggas they rather play one of them other niggas. They either wanna play the Bulls or the motherfucking Atlanta Hawks.
Heat in seven.
Well, they gotta win, nigga. They gotta beat Boston or
the Heat gotta win, but you're right.
They gotta beat the Bulls or Atlanta.
And they're playing right now.
Yeah,
okay,
the Bulls and Atlanta.
They're gonna be playing the Bulls. They have 21 right now.
Oh, damn. DeMar DeRozan went off on the niggas in the third quarter. Nigga was hitting threes and jump and mid-range Kobe jumpers on their ass.
God damn.
Kobe, dude?
They got 37, nigga.
And he was, damn, he must have scored all of them in the second half, nigga.
14 for 19.
My beer.
Rosen 22, Bubachik 22. Great. What that shit say, Andre Drummond? This nigga got 19.
Yeah, that's ass whooping. Oh yeah, that nigga Kobe out there hitting threes. That nigga Kobe White out there hitting threes.
Kobe White. So everybody getting
over here. That nigga 14 for 19.
Right. Murray got 30. Trey Young got 17. Capella got 16.
Trey got something on his hand, on his left hand.
He took his guiding hand.
Yeah, he
was at the free throw line, man. He got 17 in those bitches.
He got something on his guiding hand. He's struggling. Javante Murray, he out there, he's balling, but
he got 30.
He need help. Yeah, he balling.
And they still down 20 fucking points.
Right. But I was watching them because I never watched these niggas. I don't watch Atlanta, nigga, unless they in the playoffs. So, right. Javante Murray out there, I was watching. I was like, he a balling. I'm just being honest. I don't watch all these niggas. I ain't got time to watch all of you niggas. I'm watching. That's why I don't even watch you niggas until the playoffs. I need to see who is and who isn't. The playoffs tell y'all who is niggas or who ain't them niggas.
That shit ain't like it used to be. It ain't fun no more. Being honest about it. I just wait till the playoffs.
I watch the playoffs, nigga.
I watch certain games when they play, stars play each other.
When they play, I feel you.
Yeah.
I usually do that, but I don't even do that no more. I just like, nigga, whatever. The playing, though, is good. I ain't gonna lie. The playing is exciting. The playing the tournament is good for
That's a good idea.
It was a great idea, actually. Niggas used to be like, we ain't watching this last game of the season. Now the last game of the season is super important. Exactly. They took that shit from the NFL. That's smart. Like, make them last games important.
Hell yeah.
What's next on the docket?
We're going to keep y'all up on this Bulls, man. It feels 21, 5 minutes left. We're going to talk about the WNBA draft.
Joe had it. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, you know who went first?
Caitlin Clark. First pick. To the motherfucking, where she go? Indiana
Fever.
The Fever. She made it through a lot of hate and adversity from a lot of people, but she got she went first, and they sold out tickets. They had to change arenas because they sold out of season passes. They changed the arena from a 12,000 to a 20,000. So that's the impact already right there. She got.
And she ain't even been in the damn stadium yet.
Ain't played a game yet. But people hating like, oh, she ain't all that. She's gonna be.
That's crazy.
Like, listen, stop hating on greatness. This is my plea to people. Y'all gotta stop hating on greatness. Even if you're not a fan of the nigga or the team or the woman or the team, appreciate the greatness that that person brings to the motherfucking sport if you're a real fan. Caitlin Clark ain't the GOAT, the greatest of all time college player, but she's a GOAT. She's up there with the greatest of all time players. Y'all need to learn that. Stop hating, appreciate greatness, and you'll live a better, happier life with less fucking heart attacks and heart problems, you bitch ass niggas.
Absolutely. She is very impactful on what she brought eyes onto the game.
And super impactful. And the most good. Impactful.
She ain't just that bitch. Right. She ain't on that bench. She had that bucket in. She had to land on. She had to land it on him. I don't know where without that girl. She is there without her.
Facts. And she brought niggas. It was a nigga who was like, Sean Miller in 1982. I said, first of all, nigga, in 1982, no niggas was watching women basketball. Not none of us. I was four or five, nigga. In 1982, I was 5 years old or some shit like that. Right. And that's not a diss to Cheryl Miller. Because I heard she was a baller, right? But Caitlin Clark has brought eyes to women's college basketball and to the WNBA.
Absolutely.
That's not as not at Cheryl Swoops because the WNBA wasn't there. Cheryl Miller, because the WNBA wasn't there when she was came out. It's not a knock to her. It's just you don't got to compare them. You can see the progression. You can see where Cheryl Miller paved the way for Caitlin Clark to come along and put my eyes on the shit. That's
absolutely
all. You don't got to hate and compare and try to discredit each one of them. That's all. You can just see the progression. Caitlin Clark came along at a later time. If Cheryl Miller came along now, I'm sure she would be the same impact right. as Caitlin Clark with eyes. But she came along 30-some years ago.
Laid the brick for it.
Exactly. Cheryl Leslie Auden, they laid the brick. So I ain't mad at that. Caitlin Clark is the progression of that.
Man,
niggas be acting like Caitlin Clark down here saying it's her world, she the best, she the only one.
Who's doing all the hating? Is it fans or like players?
It's a mix. I think it's, listen.
It's a mix, right?
It's a mix because fans don't like her because she's white, maybe, and her team, and players don't like the attention that she's getting. But I'm like, yo, this same is the era we're in.
And this is why I'm asking you this. The same attention that Deion getting, right?
Mm-hmm. Same attention, right.
Well, people hate the hype. They hate everybody the hype.
They hate the attention.
They hate the attention
that the popular people get. Popular teams that people get.
This girl that's changing the game, at least for now.
She's
and
actually
all the
elevated.
Attention that came out after her in this draft. They about to change the game of women's basketball, I think.
For sure. The women that's playing, that's still in college, Juju and Paige and all them motherfuckers, and they finna set, they still gonna keep that shit entertaining, and we gonna be watching them, and we gonna be watching the WNBA. So it's a right. win-win for the both leagues. It's
women
a win-win for anybody who likes sports.
Games.
Shit. Right. Quit complaining about the playing.
Buy the
jerseys. Buy the hats. Buy that shit too. Like y'all buy Rihanna makeup.
That ain't working, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Moving on. We gonna get back to it in a minute. Second pick, Cameron Brink out of Stanford. She goes to the Sparks.
LA Sparks.
And the Sparks, I'm gonna pick up Rakia Jackson, my bad, for the fourth pick. They had the second and the fourth. But Cardoza go to Chicago. Her and Angel Reese with the seventh pick.
They finna be crazy in the front court. Front court is finna be ridiculous with the rebound. Yeah. They gonna have between both of them 40 rebounds, bro. 37, 38, 40, 42.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that guard name up there. Now she got some help.
Right, she needs some help.
Yeah, I forgot her name, but now she got some help. She got two rookies.
Now Angel don't gotta play the five. She can play the four.
Like, that ain't getting motherfucking Chicago, bro.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
They gonna be,
hey, they're going to have us watching Chicago games. Nigga, we gonna be, we just going to be watching the Aces. We're going to be watching Chicago against Indiana. Right. The Sparks against the New York Liberty. Like, nigga, I don't even know the names of some of these motherfuckers.
Everybody going to want to beat her because she getting the hype. Even if
Caitlin Clark? Caitlin Clark?
Trying to beat her.
Oh, they're going to go at her. She going to be a target, but I like what she said in the interview. She said, I'm ready for the challenge. I know that they're going to expose or try to expose my weaknesses, but I'm ready for the challenge. I'm going to learn. I'm going to grow. I like her her attitude about it. She got a good attitude, bro. She's not super cocky. She's not like, fuck y'all, bitches. I'm better than y'all. She like, humble and grateful, nigga. I don't see how you can hate on her.
This is the thing right here. Now she got a team. Now she got some
and
good
she
players.
Got players.
Now she
and
got. She ain't got to drop 40 now.
Hey, and they picked up a guard that's gonna be playing with her. That's a deep that played for. I can't remember who she played for, but she looked good too. She played defense. She gets steals. She fast on the layup line and shit. She looked good. That's gonna be playing alongside her. She's like, I went from playing against her. I think she went to Stanford. I can't remember where she went. Maybe Stanford, but. But we gotta talk about the LA, you gotta talk about the Las Vegas Aces. We kicked up, nigga, we got DeLasia, I think that's her name. DeLasia, DeAsia, some shit like that. Telefair, DeAsia Telefair. She a baller. I looked up her highlights. I said, yo, the only knock on her was she 5'5. That's the only thing. That's why she went so
she
late. But she is a bucket, nigga. She a baller. Yeah, she like AI for sure. She a buggy, nigga. That's a great kicker for us, nigga. And we picked up the 6'6 chick from
Daisha Fair.
I think it's Diaz, one of them.
Syracuse, Daisha Fair.
Yeah, she was a baller, my nigga.
Oh, hell yeah.
I looked at her.
I know what she's doing.
Yeah. And she picked up a 6'6 chick from Tennessee. The chick that's hurt, she was on crutches. She fucked up her Achilles. Yeah, her 6'6", and picked up the girl from Iowa. We picked up the girl from Iowa that was I forgot her name that was with Caitlin Clark. They called her the Google. She was like 13 and we had three picks in the second round, nigga. We had 16, 18, and 24. Yeah, nigga, I ain't never watched the NBA draft. I watched the WNBA draft, nigga, for the first time, and I was excited because the Aces got better, nigga. We re-signed Candace. Yeah. We got the young girl, the Asia. We got the blue chick, and we got the 6'6 chick that's going to be in there with Asia Wilson and Candace Parker. She's not going to play this year. She might play next year. But picked her up, and it's going to be, nigga, we trying to win 5-6 in a row, nigga.
Now, check this out. I think we're going to three-peat.
I agree. I think we are, too.
They said Vegas, it said Indiana and Vegas and L.A. had A's on a draft.
Yeah. I mean,
Chicago?
Y'all
don't want to be.
Oh. I mean, I guess I have.
But they say the Vegas, Indiana, and L.A. Sparks got an A. New York, Atlanta.
I agree. Yeah, I think so too. But I'm looking at the Aces like, nigga, we got an A with already the best team, nigga.
They about to roll again, bro.
We might roll, nigga. We might do a Bulls 3-3.
When Chelsea come back, she the coldest in the game, bro.
Yeah, nigga. We got a squad, bro. I was looking like, oh, we ever. They should have gave us these picks. They did fucked up and gave the best team better players.
See what happened when they had to give a pick up because of that shit with De'Erica. Hamby.
Oh, yeah, I remember De'Erica.
They lost the pick that last year. They lost that pick because of what that shit happened. But we're going to get the money real quick. Now, there's a lot of people hating, saying she only getting, it's a 4-year rookie deal. 4-year, $340K, right? So she gets 76 first year, 78 second year, 85, third and $97,000 is fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
$340K rounded up is like 38 times. I'm rounded up to 34.
Yeah.
And people mad saying she should be getting way more than that.
Right? Yeah, people don't understand how business works.
Thank you.
That's the problem. And listen, the WNBA is not making money. So that means it's losing money for the owners.
She lost money leaving college. And people don't even understand that. NIL is getting like $3.5 million.
Yeah, she was getting money. And that might be the reason why. I also think about it like this way. When you're getting $3.5 million, you've been there 4 years, you probably got $3.5 million the last two. So you got some money. So now you're like, I could go to the WNBA, make my mark on this, get some endorsements. I know the pay is not up to par to what people want, but I'm going to build this shit out.
For the game, yes. But I can get other things going, commercials and
she don't have endorsements, man. She don't at least make eight figures in endorsements. Bro. So that's 10 up, nigga. 10 up.
Well, understand what you just said. That's where the real hate coming in at.
Because I don't understand why people
before those other stars that don't have them, she's going to take them. Her
and I can listen. I could a little bit understand what the other stars saying, but not quite, because the point of the matter is, if you was good enough and charismatic enough and brought enough eyes, you would get those endorsements too. And you're gonna get them too.
Angel,
so if you mad,
you gotta run the Midwest, nigga.
Angel's sexy, too.
I don't even look at her like that, bro. She slipped down in that goddamn dress.
Nigga, I seen it. I'll be like, yo, Angel's sexy out here. Caitlin, she not my type. That's your type.
You need to go holler at Angel, bro.
You like a Midwest white girl that's plain looking.
I would say I made Instagram models.
Hey, what? Never ever. They ain't doubt shit. They want you to do everything for them.
Thank you. Why the hell would I do some shit like that?
Why would a nigga do that?
Eight. Oh, you know that shit. What the date is? The 16th?
It's the date of April 16th? It is.
We don't came to the end of this thing. I'm going to thank everybody that was tuning in, which is nobody, which is cool. They're going to be posted on YouTube. I'm going to everybody check it out. We're going to be on there every Saturday. We got every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
How's that people on Vegas? Check us out.
Check us out. We out this bitch. Listen.
We out this bitch.
Aces 3G, Raiders, y'all do something, sorry ass niggas, and UNLV keep getting better.
Lakers win this fucking series. Stop bullshit.
Exactly. Peace.
You say.